Welsh is the main language of the festival, but of course there's a great welcome here for people who can't speak Welsh. The Eisteddfod has done a lot over the past few years to extend its appeal to people who want to experience the festival. There are simultaneous translation facilities available here, and I think more of those headphones have gone this week than in any previous Eisteddfod.
Why is it so important to keep this going, and what is the Assembly Government going to do to make sure that it stays on track every year?
It's an old tradition. The first Eisteddfod took place, it's said, in 1176 in Cardigan. The modern Eisteddfod has its roots going back about 200 years or so. And it's an important part of Welsh life, whether you speak Welsh or whether you can't speak Welsh. Now, there are difficult challenges ahead financially for all of us in the years to come, but we'll be working with Eisteddfod officials to make sure that we get a sustainable future for the Eisteddfod.
And what's the favourite thing for you? What's the thing you're most looking forward to?
I just enjoy going round, seeing organisations, feeling the buzz around the mice, around the field here, and occasionally, of course, seeing what's happening in the in the Babell, in the pavilion, in terms of competitions. I mean, we have to remember that the level of competitions we get here in terms of music and poetry are world-beating, and we should be, you know, doing as much as we can to shout about that across the world.